Today's daf is Shabbos daf kuf chof dalet, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf kuf chof gimel amid beis tanu rabbanon barishayna. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema to Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Cheskiyo ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim Ben Yama Mordechai Ben Ida, Chizki Yishlem Ezizke Ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv Ben Kreindel, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Adasa, and Chava Serol Bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned Le'idlui Nishmas, Yichil Yosef Ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloy Mezev Ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Elchanan. So we're moving along in the 17th Perek of Masech de Shabbos, Perek Kol HaKel, which deals with the halachos of muktzah. So as we've mentioned, the laws of muktzah are really scattered throughout Masechtas Shabbos, scattered throughout Masechtas Beah. As it relates to the perek that we're learning right now, it deals specifically with the laws of muktzah as they relate to kelim. The Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yossi said, kol ha-kelim nitalim. Is a keli, is a utensil muktzah, or is it not muktzah? So Rabbi Yossi said, all kelim you're allowed to carry, chutz, two exceptions. Min ha-maser ha-gadol, a large saw, the yosed shal machresha, that's the knife that's on the bottom of a plow. The Gemara brought in the name of different Amoraim who added other similar things to the list. In other words, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that for the most part, a keli is not muktzah. However, there are some exceptions, and the exceptions are dramatic. A large saw, a plow, these are a very large kelim that are very much used for malacha. It's dafka kelim like that would be considered muktzah. Other than that, kelim would not be considered muktzah. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa, which is really one of the cornerstones of the sugyas of muktzah, that's going to talk more about what kelim are mutter to carry on Shabbos, what kelim are usher to be metaltal on Shabbos. Additionally, what we're going to see here is the rest of the story. In other words, the laws of muktzah evolved over time. The Gemara now is going to discuss the evolution of the laws of muktzah. Tanu Rabbanon, Barishayna Hayoimrim, that used to say, Shloisha kelim nitalim b'Shabbos. There are three kelim that somebody is allowed to carry on Shabbos, meaning all kelim are muktzah, with the exception of three kelim. Miktzoya shel devela, a knife that was used to cut a fig cake. So back in the day, it was very common for people to take figs, let them mold together into a very large cake, and that's what they would eat. So to cut a piece of this fig cake, you would need a miktsaya, that's a type of knife. And once upon a time, it was understood that even though all kelim were considered muktzah, but the miktsaya shel devela was not considered muktzah. Additionally, vizuama listerin shel kedera. This is a ladle that was used to take the foam off the top of soup. V'sakin ketana shel gavi shulchan. Additionally, a table knife. These were the only things that were considered to be not muktzah. Other than these three kelim, all kelim were considered muktzah. Hitiru, however, the chachamim came around and they were mekel. V'chazru v'yitiru, then they were mekel again. V'chazru v'yitiru, then they were mekel a third time. Acha amru, until they said a fourth time, kol ha-kelim nitalim b'Shabbos, all kelim are allowed to be carried on Shabbos, chutz min maser ha-gadol v'yaser shel machresha, with the exception of the two kelim that were mentioned in our Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah just said, Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol ha-kelim nitalim, chutz min maser ha-gadol v'yaser shel machresha. What the Braisa is saying is that this is not always the way it was. Granted, this was the bottom line, and this is what goes down in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. But if you want to trace the history of the laws of muktzah, it wasn't always like that. But rather, once upon a time, it was the opposite. It wasn't all kelim are not muktzah, with the exception of two that are muktzah. Punkfaker. All kelim were considered muktzah, with the exception of three that were not considered muktzah. But for the most part, a keli was considered muktzah. Hetiru once, v'chazru v'hetiru a second time, v'chazru v'hetiru a third time. Adcha Amru, a fourth time, there were four phases of kulois where the laws of muktzah were relaxed until we got to the point of this Mishnah. Incidentally, Tosfos speaks out, this is very important, the Ritva speaks to that as well, that even though it would seem that all kelim once a time were considered muktzah, it can't be taken too literally. Because if that's the case, how are you able to have a Shabbos Suda? How are you going to drink a glass of wine if you're not allowed to carry a cup? How are you going to eat a piece of meat if you weren't allowed to carry a fork and a knife? So Rav Tosfos says that it didn't mean all kelim, In other words, it would seem that kelim that were always used, your everyday keli, of course, was always considered mukhtar. It's dafka with regards to kelim that weren't always used. Different rishonim give different nuschais in terms of what the geder is, what was considered a keli that was included in the original Issa Mukta, what was not considered a keli that was included in the original Issa Mukta. But the point is, you can't say that it was literally every keli, because if you can't carry a keli, then it's going to be very hard to enjoy your Shabbos. Either way, says the Gemara. So originally, all kelim were considered Mukta, Heitiru, V'chazer V'heitiru, V'chazer V'heitiru, Atcha Amru. There were four levels of relaxation of these laws of Mukta. So the Gemara says, "My Heitiru, V'chazer V'heitiru, V'chazer V'heitiru." What exactly was this? What were these phases? Amr Abaya Abaya said, "Heitiru Dav Hashem Alach Telehet Letzarich Gufay." The original Heter and Kula was that the Chachamim said that even though Kelim are really Mukta, however, if you have a Keli, Shem Alach Telehetter, what does that mean? That's a keli whose primary use is something that does not involve a melacha. So a pen, for example, is a keli shemalach de'lis. What do you do with a pen? You write with it. Writing is one of the lamatas melacha. It's koisev. Hence, it's a dover shemalach de'lis, a keli shemalach de'lis, same thing. It's something that's used primarily le'isser. A cup, for example, is a keli shemalach de'leheter. What do you do with a cup? You drink from it. Drinking doesn't involve a melacha. So Abaye said that when the Chachamim went and they were matter, they relaxed the laws of Muksa for the first time, it was very, very specific. It was for a dover shemalach, and not just that, but only the tzarech gufay, only if you needed that thing. So you actually had to use this keli. So you can't just be metaltal in the velta, right? It's a dovish hamalach teleheter, number one. Number two, it's the tzarech gufay. Then it was going to be chaz b'tiru. Then they decided to be even more mekel. They said you can carry a dovish hamalach teleheter, the tzarech mekoyim. Not only if you need the item, but even if you don't need the item, but you need the mekoyim where the item is. So this item is on a chair. You want to sit on the chair. So you're allowed to move the item from the chair, even though you don't need the item. But it's a dovish hamalach, number one. Number two, it's Litzarech Mekami. I need the place where that thing is. They were matter. Chazer Beitiru, then they were matter a third time. They said, Adavashem Lach Delisser, even something that's used primarily Leisser. Up until that point, that was the Lasser. But in the third phase of Kulois, they said, even that's Mutter, but only Litzarech Gufay. Only if you need the thing itself. But Litzarech Mekami Loi. But if you need the place where it is, if you have Adavashem Lach Delisser, you have a pen, you have a phone that's on a chair, no, that you wouldn't be allowed to move. But even at that point, the Chachamim said, the only time you're allowed to carry a keli is if the keli is light. It's something you can carry with one hand. But let's say you need two hands, then it wouldn't be okay. Acha Amru, that was the fourth kula. Kol HaKelim Nitalim HaShabbos. All Kelim, HaKol HaRabbos. What's it coming to include? Afilu B'Shtei Yadayim, even a keli that you would need two hands in order to carry. So according to Abaya, all Kelim originally, Bari Shoina, back in the day, was considered a problem. Then there were four different times where the Chachamim went and they were makel in the laws of Mukta. What were the four kulos? Dovish hamalach telehet letzarech gufay. Then they said dovish hamalach telehet letzarech mekaymoy. Then they said a dovish hamalach leisa letzarech gufay. Then they said even if it's heavy and you need two hands to carry with it, but if it fits into any one of the previously mentioned three categories, you'd be allowed to carry it. Amalei Rava. So if you have a baya, you always have Rava. So Rava told that baya mechti. I don't understand. Hitiruk tani mali letzarech gufay mali letzarech mekaymoy. Rava had one fundamental issue with what Abaya said, and as we're going to see, it manifested itself in a whole different understanding of what these phases were. Meaning, Rava told Abaya, I don't see a difference between carrying something letzorech gufay versus carrying something letzorech mekoymoy. I understand that the Chachamim maybe would only allow somebody to carry something letzorech, but does it matter if it's letzorech gufay, I need the thing itself, or it's letzorech mekoymoy, I only need the place where that thing is? I don't think it makes a difference. So because of that nuance, there's no difference between letzorech gufay, letzorech mekoymoy fundamentally. Ella Marava, Rava had a whole different formulation. Hitira, the original heter was davashem lachte leheter bein letzarech gufa bein letzarech mekayim. When they were matter, certain kelim to be carried the first time, this is phase one, they said you can carry a keli shemalachte leheter, and it doesn't matter if it's a tzarech gufa, it's a tzarech mekayim. This is Rava Shita, that there's no difference between Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekayme. Abaya did hear a difference between Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekayme. That's why Abaya said, no, first they were only mounted Tzarech Gufay. Only the second phase was the Tzarech Mekayme. Rava says, it's all one and the same. In the first phase, they were already mounted Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekayme. Then the second time, they relaxed the laws of Mukta even more, and they said that not only are you allowed to carry a Dovash HaMalach Talahet or Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekayme, but here's a Chiddush, but even Mecham Letzeh, even to take something out of the sun, to move it into the shade. Meaning, what if I have a Dovash HaMalach Talahet, I don't need it. I don't need the place that it's at. but it's sitting outside. The sun is baking it right now. It's going to be ruined. Am I allowed to move this item inside to a shady area so that it simply doesn't get ruined? According to Abaya, they were never matter that. Rava said this was the second phase, that when they were matter, Dovash Malach Lehetta, the second time, they were matter, even if there's no tzairich. All it is to move it from the sun into the shade. Because with you, the third time they were matter, Dovash Malach Lehissel Tzairich, Gufayu Lehissel Makame. They were matter, Dovash Malach Lehissel Tzairich, Gufayu Makame. Again, this is the same Rava, there's no difference between Tzairich, Gufayu, and Tzairich Makame. However, Mechamel Litzel, right, but they were not matter, Dovash Malach Lehissel, where you're only carrying a Mechamel Litzel where there's no tzairich. But even at that point, it was only if one person could carry b'shnei b'nei adam, that was the fourth heter. They said kol ha'kelim nitalim b'shabbes afilu b'shnei b'nei adam, that all kelim allowed to be carried on Shabbos, even if it's so heavy that you would need two people to carry it. So again, originally all kelim were aser mukta. Then there were four different phases of which the laws of mukta became more kuladig. One kula, another kula, another kula, another kula. What those four kulas were is a machlokes between Abaya and Rava. According to Abaya, first they were matter davish malach to lehet letzorich gufa. Then they were matter davish malach to lehet letzorich mekaymoi. Then they were matter davish malach to leisul letzorich gufa. And then they said, even if it's so heavy, you need two people to carry it. According to Rava, first they were matter davish malach to lehet letzorich gufa and letzorich mekaymoi. Then they were matter davish malach to lehet, even if there's no tzorich, it's just mechama letzel. Then they were matter davish malach to leisul letzorich gufa and letzorich mekaymoi. And then it would matter, even if it's so heavy, you need two people to carry it. If you sit down and just do the math, it comes out that Abaye and Rava are arguing on 2 points, where Abaye is more machmer and Rava is more mekel. Number one, according to Abaya, a dovish hamalach de leheter, at the end of the day, you're allowed to carry if it's a tzorich gufay or a tzorich mekaymai. But if there's no tzorich to carry it at all, it's just mecham l'tzal, you wouldn't be allowed to carry. According to Rava, that was phase two. No, you're allowed to carry a dovish hamalach de leheter, whether it's a tzorich gufay, tzorich mekaymai, even if it's only mecham l'tzal. Additionally, according to Abaya, you're allowed to carry a dovish hamalach de leiser if it's tzorich gufay, but not if it's tzorich mekaymai, certainly not if it's mecham l'tzel. According to Rava, you're allowed to carry a davish malach de l'iser, even l'tzorich mekaymai. What do both differences boil down to? One fundamental question, and that is there a difference between tzorich gufay, tzorich mekaymai, or is there no difference? Abaya heard a difference between tzorich gufay, tzorich mekaymai. Rava didn't hear a difference between tzorich gufay, tzorich mekaymai. And again, it manifests itself both with regards to the laws of tiltol by a dovish malach de leheter, and with regards to the laws of tiltol of a dovish malach de lis. Esevei Abayas. Abayas asked the kasha to Rava Meducha, if somebody has a mortar, so a mortar was used to crush different items, such as garlic, or whatever exactly it was. In Yesh Boshom, if there's garlic inside, if you're metal tonoisa, you're allowed to carry the mortar. The imlav, and if not, a metal tonoisa, then you're not allowed to carry it. Now, why are you not allowed to carry it? Because a medoicha, being that it was used to crush things in, is a kelisha melachta le'iser. Because crushing even food is a melacha, it's toichin. So a being that involves toichin, involves a melacha, it's a dover that's used primarily le melacha, it's a dovish a melachta le'iser. If it's a dovish a melachta le'iser, so you're not allowed to carry it. So Abaye said like this, especially according to me, that a dovish a melachta le'iser, you're allowed to carry the tzorich gufay. But you're not allowed to carry a letzorich mekaymoi. So maybe this braisa that says that you're not allowed to carry a mortar, davish malach to listen, it's talking about letzorich mekaymoi. Because letzorich mekaymoi, davish malach this, you're not allowed to carry. But according to you, Rav, asked Abaya, that you're allowed to carry a davish malach to listen, letzorich mekaymoi. So why does the braisa say that im lav in metaltalanoisa? Why can't you carry it? Letzorich gufa, you're allowed to carry it, and even letzorich mekaymoi, you're allowed to carry it. When, asked Abaya to Rava, are you not allowed to carry a davish malach to l'iser? So what's Rava's answer? Maybe the Bryce is talking about where you had no tzairach for it at all. Meaning even Rava agrees that the only time you're allowed to carry a davish malach to l'iser is if there's a tzairach. Davish malach to l'heter, you're allowed to carry mecham l'tzel. But a davish malach to l'iser, that's mochamer, that you're not allowed to carry mecham l'tzel. So according to Abaya, this Mishnah, it's not a Bryce, it's a Mishnah of Medoicha, could be talking about where it was where you needed it. Tzorich mekaymai is still a davish malach this, you're not allowed to carry. According to Rav, it would have to be talking about where you didn't need it at all. It was mecham letzel. Esvei, another kash b'shavin. B'shavin, b'shavin, both agree. Shem kotzav olav basar, that if somebody cut meat, sha'asal l'taltal, you're not allowed to carry it. So what's the it? This is the pestle, as in the pestle and the mortar. So the pestle was the crusher, the mortar was the bowl, the container in which the food was crushed. They complemented each other. Just like the mortar was a kelish malach de l'iser, the medoicha, the eli, this pestle was also a kelish malach de l'iser. We saw this already on Daf Kufchav Gimel Amar Aleph, where there was machlekes b'shan b'sil about being metal to lit on yontiv, and what the mission over there says is that everybody agrees that if that once you use it for food, meaning if it's not letzorich ha'chol nefesh at that point, also talta, you're not allowed to carry. Why? Because it's a davar shemalach t'lisa. So by asking kasha, davar shemalach t'lisa, according to you, Rabbi, you're allowed to carry it letzorich mekaymoy. So why does the Mishnah say that everybody agrees you're not allowed to carry it? He said again, hachinam mecham itself. Talking about there was no tzorich. If there's no tzorich, everybody agrees you're not allowed to carry it. Amar Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said a very important point that we're going to get back to in the raid bite, and that is the main nechemya ben chachalya nishnis mishnuzu. This whole history over here that barishayna hayoyimrim, you're only allowed to carry 3 kalim, and then with time all the laws of muktzah were relaxed. When did this all go down, historically speaking? What's the context to this? Said Reb Chanina, this traces itself back to the beginning of Bayesheni. It happened in the times of Nehemiah ben Chachalia. So Nehemiah ben Chachalia, together with Ezra HaSofer, they were the primary leaders of Klal Yisrael at the end of Golus Bavel, in the beginning of Bayesheni. They led the Yidden during the Tkufa of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And it was during that time that all this happened. Because the Pasuk says, Bayam Mahim, Nehemiah said, "Ra'isi b'Yehuda, I saw in Eretz Yisrael darchin gitayis b'Shabbes, u'mevi'en ha'aremois va'imser alacham moiru v'afyayin anometein v'chomas u'mevi'en Yerushalayim b'yom haShabbes v'od b'yom michram tzoy." We go through the pesukim. Nehemiah says he arrived in Eretz Yisrael and he saw that it was Shabbos and mitten davach. It was davach and mitten Shabbos. People were not observing Shabbos, and Nehemiah felt that he had to do something about it. Said Reb Chanina, one of the things Nehemiah did was he imposed the laws of muktzah. Fascinating. So he imposed the laws of muktzah. So why were the laws then relaxed? Zok Rashi, as he saw people started taking the laws of Muktzah and the laws of Shabbos in general more seriously, so he says, okay, we could be a little bit more mekel. In other words, really, there should be no problem with Muktzah. What's Muktzah? It's not one of the Lamites Malachas. It's not Shtisas Behema. It's not Lav de Mechamer. It's not Techumen. What is it? It's all a rabbinic institution. So why did the Chachamim say that Muktzah is a problem? You know what the rest of the story is? Nehemiah ben Chachaya is the one that instituted. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He saw that the Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos, and he felt that being that the Yidden were being so mekel with Shabbos, he had to go out of his way. He had to be machmir, rab bikur matzah v'gada bageder. He had to make certain gedarim. And the gedarim were the laws of muktzah. As he saw people started taking Shabbos more seriously, he says, okay, we don't have to be so machmir. We could start relaxing the laws of muktzah. Amar Rabbi Loza said, konim, umaklois, glustra, umedoicha. These are 4 mishnayos. Kulam kaidem ataras kelim nishna. All these mishnayos were said before, meaning during this interim period where the laws of muktzah were very chamer, before the Chachamim went ahead and were mekel. So before Nehemiah, it sounds like there was no muktzah. Then Nehemiah came around and he imposed laws of muktzah. But then there were 4 phases of which all these laws of muktzah were relaxed. So Rabbi Loza said, I'm going to quote you now 4 mishnayos. This is very gishmak. 4 mishnayos that all these mishnayos must have been taught during that interim period. They were taught during that kufa where the laws of muktzah were very intense. What are these 4 mishnayos? Kanim is the first one. The time we learned to the Mishnah, see the Rakanin, Velayna Tilasan, Deichas HaShabbos. So the Kanim of this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Masechtes Menachos, is referring to the poles on that were on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, on which the Lechem HaPonim. So we know there were Yud Beis Chalei, 6 on one side, 6 on the other side, and they weren't on shelves, but rather they were on poles. And the discussion over there is, you're allowed to move these poles on Shabbos. And the reason this was a very important question is because every week the Lechem HaPonim, the breads, were changed. But what day of the week did it happen? It happened on Shabbos. Now, in order to remove the old breads and put the new breads on, you inevitably would have to move these konim. You'd have to move the poles. So the question is, are the poles muktzah or not? So the Mishnah says, a chiddush, the konim are not doicha Shabbos, meaning they're muktzah. So what do you have to do? Before Shabbos, you would have to remove the poles, take the breads, pile them one on top of each other, leave it that way through the course of Shabbos. Then, Matzoy Shabbos, you would put the poles back. But you couldn't touch the poles on Shabbos. The reason is it's muktzah. Freit Rabbi Lazar, this is what's bothering him. Why is it muktzah? The poles are a kelish amalachtai leheter. It's not even a kelish amalachtai leheter. Right, the bread didn't bake on the shulchan. They just sat on the shulchan. They didn't bake there. So it's not a kelish amalachtai leheter. It's a kelish amalachtai leheter. What's the big deal? You can't carry it. Letzarech kufa, letzarech mekami. What's the problem over here? Oh, must be that this Mishnah was taught during that time when Nehemiah had asserted before the Heitiru v'chazur v'heitiru v'chazur v'heitiru ha'chamru. It's during that interim period. That's why there's a problem. Maklis, what's the mission regarding sticks? Time we learn to the mission. Maklis, dachin chalokam ha'yisham, u'menich ha'ksev ha'kosav chaveir, v'toylu ma'afshad. The context over there is the Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach, which was brought on Yudal and Nisan, Erev Pesach, all the Yidin come to Yerushalayim, they come to be other regal, everybody's bringing Korbanos. Now the Korban had to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, because if a Korban's brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're running into real issues. Shchutechot, salos, chot. So everything happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The problem is, after the Korban Pesach was brought, so you had to strip the skin, the oil of the Korban Pesach, to remove all the meat and all the chalavim. So usually, when a Korban was brought, they would suspend the animal, they would hang it on a pole, on a hook, and they would be able to. But the problem is, there were so many people, so many animals, not enough hooks. So what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah says there was a makeshift way of what they would do. People would have sticks, they would hold the stick. So Reuven and Shimon together would have a stick. Reuven would have one side of it on his shoulder. Shimon would have the other side of it on his shoulder. You take the animal, you suspend it from this mako, the staff, and like this, you go ahead and you skin it. The question is, what do you do on Shabbos? Shabbos, a mako, could be a problem because of muktzah. So Rabbi Loza said, if the 14th day of Nisan, the day they brought the Korban Pesach fell out on Shabbos, so you weren't allowed to use this mako. So instead, what they would do is they use their hands instead. So Reuven would put his hands on Shimon's shoulder, Shimon would take his hand, put it on Reuven's shoulder, and they would be mafshid it that way. What's the kasha? Why can't you use this mako? The makel seems to be a keli, shemelachtoi leheter, so why couldn't you use it? Again, must be, it was instituted, this Mishnah was taught during that time when the Chemya had said it's a problem before they went ahead and they relaxed it. Additionally, the third Mishnah is glustra, the tanan, nagosh yesh baroshay glustra. So if you have a bolt that has a knob at its at the top. Rabbi Shua says, Shamitim Pesach says, V'tayla b'chaveres. Let's say somebody wants to remove this bolt from one door and he wants to bring it to another door, across a chatzar. So Rabbi Shua said that you can remove it from one Pesach, you can put it on another one. Meaning Rabbi Shua didn't allow you to carry it in the ordinary way. Meaning he said shomtoi. Shomtoi means, Rashi says, you're going to slap it. Rabbi Shua said, you can't carry this bolt. You can't carry this knob. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you're allowed to carry it like a mensch. Now, why would Rabbi Shua have a problem with you carrying it? Because it's a keli. So what? It's a keli shemalachta lehetar. What's the issue? Oh, must be again. It was taught during that time where you weren't allowed to carry keli shemalachta. Finally, the mortar we just said earlier. Mortar, you see, there's a Mishnah that said it's a problem, and even though we explained that maybe that mortar, which is a Kalish Malach Tel Isser, maybe the Mishnah is talking about where it was not Litzayrich, it was Mechama Litzayl, but now you could say even more Pashit, says the Gemara, maybe it was taught during that time before the Heitiru, V'chazer V'Heitiru. Bottom line is, Elazar said something very geschmack. He said that once we know the history of the laws of Muktzah, and we know that there was a before and an after, so there's four Mishnayos that I think otherwise would have been a little bit difficult to make sense of that you could very easily explain. You have four Mishnayos that seem to be connected to Halacha. So at first glance, you have to be Miyashiv this Mishnayos. Says Rabbi Elazar, I don't think you have to be Miyashiv anything, because if you know the history, it makes sense. These four Mishnayos were taught at a time in history where there was an Issa Muktzah, even for Dvarim, Shemalacht and Laheter, and even for that's the terrorist to all these kashas. Rabbi said, I don't think it's muchach. Maybe all these mishnayos and we're told la'achar ha'taras kelim. By the way, what's the nafgamino? If it's koidim ha'taras kelim, achar ha'taras kelim, is it halacha l'maisa? It's a huge nafgamino. So he said, maybe this was all told la'achar ha'taras kelim. Okay, then what's pshat in all these mishnayos? So Rabbi goes through each one. Kanim tamamai, you know what? You're not allowed to carry the poles. Mishu mepushe. What was the purpose of the poles? They were there to separate between the breads, because if the breads would be piled on top of each other, eventually they would go bad, they would become moldy. So that's why they were there. The thought is that if you would leave it that way for a week, they would go bad. By the way, even though miracles happened in the Beis HaMikdash, but ain't Simchan Alanes. So if you would leave it there for a week, you'd have a problem. But to leave it there for a day, for Shabbos, that's not a problem. So being that you don't need the poles, you're not allowed to be metaltal it, because it comes out, it's not with Tzayrich. Why are you assuming you're allowed to carry the poles? It's a davar shemalach d'leheter. Okay, oh, and you need it. Tzayrich gufay, tzayrich, you don't need it, because it's not so necessary. You don't need the poles there for Shabbos. If you don't need it, you don't have to carry it. So therefore, it's not. As it relates to makolos, the sticks, also you don't need. Efshkin Rabbi Elazar, you can use your hand instead of using the stick to be mafshit to Korban Pesach. Glustero, as it relates to the knob, why did Rabbi Shua say you have to schlep it? Why didn't he allow you to carry it? Because Rabbi Yani invent something else. Rabbi Yani said, B'chatzah sheinu b'revus haskinon. The issue over there had nothing to do with muktzah. The issue over there had to do with carrying. We were dealing with a chatzah where there was no Erev, and you want to carry this knob from the door of one person's house to the door of another person's house. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid within a chatzah that's a Rishus HaYachid unless you make an Erev. Now, Rabbi Shua saw this. What's the machloikis? There were two shittas. Rabbi Shua said you have to schlep it. Rabbi Tarfon said you can carry it. Rabbi Shua holds Teicha Pesach Lefnim Dami. He holds that the inside of a door, the hollow space inside the door, is like inside the house. If that's the case, if you can take it from one door to another door, you're carrying it from one house to another house. That's a problem with an Erev. That the inside of the door is considered like part of the chatzer. So if you take it from one door to another door, you're not carrying from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid. You're carrying from one part of the chatzer to the other part of the chatzer. For that, you don't need an Erev. So as a result, it's not going to be a problem. And finally, as it relates to Medoicha, this question about the mortar. So why did the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to carry the mortar? So we assume Rabbi Elazar did. Very gishmak. Maybe it's talking about at the time when Nechemya's real chumras were in place. The Gemara says no. Could be this has nothing to do with Nechemya, but rather could be this has to do with Reb Nechemya. It's related to Reb Nechemya. It's related to the Tana Reb Nechemya. Who's the Tana Reb Nechemya? So that's the Mishnah we're about to learn. But we just have to explain this Gemara a little bit. Reb Nechemya is very, very machmer in the laws of Muktzah. And as we're going to see, Reb Nechemya's shita is that even a keli shemelachtoi laheter, you're only allowed to carry L'tzorech tashmish hamiyuchad loy, only for the thing that this is meant to be used for. So you can carry a cup if you want to drink, but if you want to carry a cup to throw something into it, that's not okay. You can only carry something for a tashmish hamiyuchad. So he's so machmer, maybe that Mishnah that's talking about the Mendoicha was going according to Rav Nechemi. So again, what exactly is Shitas Rav Nechemi? Is up to Mishnah Vadikol, Kelim Litam, L'tzorech Shalai L'tzorech, all Kelim you're allowed to carry, L'tzorech, V'shalai L'tzorech. So the previous Mishnah discussed which Kelim you're allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry all kalim, with the exception of a large saw, and the yosech shemachresha, etc., etc. This mission is discussing something else. When are you allowed to carry the kalim? So you're allowed to carry it l'tzayrach and shaloi l'tzayrach. Nechemya says, eini talin elo l'tzayrach. So what does l'tzayrach mean and shaloi l'tzayrach mean? So it can mean tzayrach gufa, it can mean tzayrach mekaymai. What about Mechana Litzel? Are we talking about Davish Malachti Laheta? Are we talking about Davish Malachti Lisser? So we just learned the first part of the daf was a machloikis between Abaye and Rava as it relates to all these halachas. The Gemara now is going to be a little bit of a repeat of what we just said. And here it's going to be not a machloikis between Abaye and Rava, but a machloikis between Rabba and Rava. And as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabba is going to take on Abaye's position. Or more accurately, Abaye will take on Rabba's position. Which makes sense because Abaye was a Talmud of Rabba. So Abaye was to Rabba what Reb Baruch Ber was to Reb Chaim. So it makes sense if Rabba felt a certain way, very, very strongly, in a hot-button topic, then Mestama, Abaye felt the same way. So what was a machlekes Abaye v'Rava, and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, is going to be a machlekes Rabba and Rava. Rava l'shitasei, Abaye and Rava being the same position on Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, the context will be a little different. The context on Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis was the history. The rest of the story of the laws of Muktzah, Tiru, V'chazer V'tiru, V'chazer V'tiru. The context over here is partial learning up a Mishnah, not history, just a Mishnah. Rav Nechemya says, what's going on over here? When the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry a keli litzayrich, it means a davish malachti leheter. Number one, we're talking about a keli shemalachti leheter. Litzayrich means litzayrich gufay. Shaloi litzayrich. What does that mean? Davish malachti leheter litzayrich mekayme. It's shaloi litzayrich because you don't need the thing itself. Litzayrich, but also shaloi litzayrich. I don't need the thing itself. It's called shaloi litzayrich. The davish malachti. Listen, what about davish malachti leheter? So that the Mishnah didn't talk about, but parenthetically, Litzarech Gufayin, Litzarech Mekamilot. Meaning the Mishnah says, Kala Kalim Nitalin, Litzarech Shalay Litzarech. That's talking about a Kalish Malachti Laheter. As it relates to a Kalish Malachti Lisa, there you're only allowed to carry it Litzarech Gufay. You can't carry it Litzarech Abasram. Nechemya argued, and he said, Afilu Dovish Malachti Laheter. Even as Dovish Malachti Laheter, Litzarech Gufayin, Litzarech Mekamilot. You only be allowed to carry Litzarech Gufay, not Litzarech Mekamilot. So the way Rabbi explained the Mishnah, with Mishnah's talking about a Dovish Malachti Laheter, it's says you can carry it litzayrich and shaloi litzayrich. What does that mean? You can carry it litzayrich gufay, that's litzayrich. You can carry it litzayrich mekayme, that's shaloi litzayrich. Rav Nechemya says, then no. You're only allowed to carry litzayrich. You can only carry a davish malachtoi leheter V'tzoyrech gufay. Amalei Rava. So this is the same Rava of the beginning of the daf. V'tzoyrech mekoymoy. Shaloi v'tzoyrech. Karasle. The Mishnah said shaloi v'tzoyrech. How could tzoyrech mekoymoy be in shaloi v'tzoyrech? This was Rava Shita. He didn't hear a difference between tzoyrech gufay and tzoyrech. Amalei Rava. It's Rava had a different shan in the Mishnah. L'tzoyrech. Dabba shemalachta l'heter. Bein l'tzoyrech gufay. Bein l'tzoyrech mekoymoy. When the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry keli l'tzoyrech, again it's talking about a keli shemalachta l'heter, and you're allowed to carry l'tzoyrech gufay and shaloi l'tzoyrech mekoymoy. Now if tzoyrech means gufay and mekoymoy, so what does shaloi l'tzoyrech mean? Shaloi l'tzoyrech means afilu mechama l'tzel. Again, this is the same rav. Rav l'shitase that you're allowed to carry a davar shemalachta l'heter mechama l'tzel. What about davar shemalachta l'lista that the Mishnah is not talking about? There l'tzoyrech gufay l'tzoyrech mekoymoy and mechama l'tzel. Lo, it's the same rav. V'as rav nechemi l'meimer, rav nechemi argues that afilu davar shemalachta l'heter, even if it's a davar shemalachta l'heter l'tzoyrech gufay l'tzoyrech mekoymoy in, but mechama l'tzel, lo, the halach is going to be that it's not okay. So again, what was the machloikus between Abaye and Rav is a machloikus over here between Rav and Rav. And again, just to summarize again, they're arguing on 2 points. They're arguing with regards to a davar shemalachta l'heter. According to Abaye and Rabba, you're allowed to carry it l'tzorich kufayan l'tzorich mekoymoy. You cannot carry it if you have no tzorich. It's just to protect it, to save it. That's not called a tzorich. Mechamel tzel, you're not allowed to carry. According to Rabba, you're allowed to carry davar shemalachta l'heter, even mechamel tzel. The second is, as it relates to a davar shemalachta l'heter, Isser. You're allowed to carry it according to Abaye and Rabba, L'tzoyrech gufay, not L'tzoyrech mekoymoy. Rabba heard no chilek between Tzoyrech gufay and Tzoyrech mekoymoy. So according to Rabba, you're allowed to carry it L'tzoyrech gufay and L'tzoyrech mekoymoy. Yasser Rab Safra, Rab Acha Bar Huna, Rab Huna Bar Chanina, V'yasser V'kamri, L'Rabba Libid Rab Nechemya. According to Rabba, Alibid Rab Nechemya. The hani karois hechi metaltolinon. How you allowed to carry karois? The way till now we've been discussing the machloikis, Abaye Rava, Rabin Rava, from the context of the Chacham. But we have to look at it also in light of Shitas from the Chemia. What was from the Chemia Shita? And the Chemia said, Eini Talin El Letzarech. A Dovish Malachte Leheter, you can only carry Letzarech. Or, in other words, a Dovish Malachte Leheter, you're not allowed to carry Shaloi Letzarech. What did Shaloi Letzarech mean? So the way Rabba learned the Mishnah, Shaloi Letzarech meant Letzarech Mekoimai. The way Rava explained the Mishnah, Shaloi Letzarech meant Mechama Letzel. In other words, we have a machloikis, looked at differently. According to Ram the Chemia, could you carry a Dovish Malachte Leheter Letzarech Mekoimai or not? According to Rabbi, no. According to Rava, yeah. So the question that the Amiram were pondering was, according to Rav Nechemya, you finish eating on Shabbos. You want to clean the table. How do you clean the table? How can you move the plates? You're not going to move the plates. L'chaira, you don't need the plate. It's not Tzarech Kufay. Oh, you thought it's Tzarech Mekoymoy. Yeah, but I thought you're not allowed to carry the Tzarech Mekoymoy, according to Rav Nechemya. So according to Rava, Rav Nechemya says you're allowed to carry a Dovash Malachta Lehetu L'Tzarech. Tzarech means Tzarech Kufay and Tzarech Mekoymoy. When can't you carry a Dovash Malachta Lehetu Mechama L'Tzel? Okay, this is not Mechama L'Tzel. I need it L'Tzarech Mekoymoy. But according to Rava, that says that Shaloi L'Tzarech is Tzarech Mekoymoy. So you're not allowed to carry L'Tzarech Mekoymoy. So according to Rav Nechemya, how you allowed to carry the plates? Now the truth is, this Gemara's question, it's not such a simple question. Because we mentioned in the beginning of the daf that the whole shmooze of Davish Malachta Leheter, Davish Malachta Lehisr, the whole takon of Nechemya was never said with regards to kelim that people used on a regular day. Everyone understood, even when Nechemya came and he made all these very draconian takonos, it was understood that you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to sip a glass of wine. So what's the question that, of course, so what's the problem with the karas? Maybe the whole machloikas from Nechemya the Chachamim is only on the Nechemya ben Chachalya level. What does it have to do with this? So Rashi and the Rishonim already talk about this, but this was the question that was asked on the Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said it's not a kashmi, didn't have a graf shel rei. A graf shel rei is like a toilet or a tzaya. You're allowed to carry. Why? Because it's meals and the Chachamim allowed you to get it out of the way. So the dishes after you finish eating are like a graf shel rei, quote unquote. That's what you're allowed to carry. I'm only Abaye the Rabba. The Gemara brings the same exchange between Abaye and Rabba. So Abaye told Rabba, Lamar, Rebbe. Right? Abaye always referred to Rabba as Mar. Mar means Rebbe. I'll leave it to Rav Nechemya. According to the Chemi, Hani Karas Heichem told me, "How you allowed to carry the cars?" According to the Chemi, Amalei, so he told him, "Rab Safra Chavin Tirgamah." Rab Safra already explained it. Me did the Havi Agraf Shalre. Isvi Abaye the Rava. Abaye asked Rava a question. It's the same Kasha Abaye asked Rava on Kufchav. It's literally the same Gemara. Medoicha, if you have a mortar, Yesh Bashom Metalfanoisa. If you're not a Metalfanoisa, you're not allowed to carry the mortar. What was the question? Why not? Because the Davish Malachta Lisser, according to you, you're allowed to carry Davish Malachta Lisser. Let's Tzorich Mekoymai. Achamai Skidimi told you right. Tzorich Mekoymai, you would be allowed to carry. Mechamal Itzel. It's talking about, well, you have no Tzorich. Eisve, again, we had this already. The Shavin Shinkitz of Allah Basar Shasal Taltaloi, as it relates to the Eli, as it relates to the Pesel. If it was once you're not using it, Let's Tzorich Echal Nevesh on Yontif, you're not allowed to carry. Why not? It's Davish Malachta Lisser. Who cares? But you're allowed to carry the tzarech kuvin and the tzarech makam. He said, you're right. How can I mechamel tzarech? Talking about where there's no tzarech at all. So, the Gemara, new question. We learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechtas Beya. In soim chenas akedayr bevikas. On yontif, you're not allowed to take a pot, and you're not allowed to lean it on a piece of wood. V'chein bedelas. Additionally, you're not allowed to take a piece of wood to support a door. So the issue over here is not the pot, it's not the door. The issue is this fikas. This fikas is it's a piece of wood. Wood is mukzah, so you know, let it just be metal to the piece of wood. That's what the Mishnah says. Faith the Gemara, I understand. Habikas to be onto davash malach tila hetero. Wood on Shabbos is a davash malach tila. What do you do with wood? You throw it into a fire. What are you going to do with it? It's a davash malach tila. Its primary use is iser. Being that its primary use is iser, so okay, it's a problem. But on yontif, you're allowed to cook. So on yontif, wood is davash malach tila hetero. So what's the issue over here? Why can't you carry it? And this is a kash on everybody. Because you see a davish malachta at the bein l'tzarech who bein l'tzarech mekami aser. It's a problem according to everybody. So the Gemara says, no hasam tainu taimo. The reason over there it's a problem is even the Shabbos davish malachta l'iser, who is important Gemara, being that on Shabbos wood is a davish malachta l'iser. Therefore, on Yontif, even though really it should be a Davish Malach to Leheter, Chamon will more Machmer. They said, Gzer Yontif al Tushabbos. They said, Yontif will get to be Machmer. You're right. Wood in a vacuum on Yontif shouldn't be a problem. It's a Davish Malach to Leheter. You should be allowed to carry it, Letzarech Gufay and Letzarech Mekomer. But wood on Shabbos is Chamon. I mean that on Shabbos is Chamon. We make Gzer Yontif al Tushabbos. That this is a just from a philosophical standpoint, this is a big line. Because what the Gemara is saying is that even though the laws of Shabbos, the laws of Yontif are very different, Yontif is more cool than on Shabbos. In being Yontif le Shabbos. But at the same time, the Chachamim felt that Yontif and Shabbos are similar, and because they're similar, there's mokum to sometimes be machmer on Yontif irrationally, simply because of Gzeira Atu Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but before that, V'chitem Shabbos Kufi Tishteri, what's the issue on Shabbos even? Maybe there would be mutter on Shabbos. So what are you going to tell me? Of course, it's a Davash Malachta Ile Isser. But the Davash Malachta Ile Isser Kufi Tzorech Mekam Yishari. I mean, what's the kasha? The kasha is, over here, I want it. I want to use it. So even on Shabbos, it should be mutter. See, tell me, it's also on Yontif, even though why should I be able to, in Yontif, it's like a pot. Why can I use a piece of wood on Yontif? Oh, because of Shabbos. Shabbos, Dovash Malach, to listen. But I thought Dovash Malach, to listen, Tzarech Kufa, you're allowed to use. For sure, Tzarech Mekayim is a question. But Tzarech Kufa, for sure. Here, I need a Tzarech Kufa. Gemara says, Hani mili hecha de katayr is kli olav. The only time that Dovash Malach, to the iser, is mutta Tzarech Kufa, Tzarech Mekayim, that's if it's a keili. Hecha de katayr is kli olav. But this is just a piece of wood, it's not a keili. Because it's a keili, it's going to be more chamar. So again, bottom line is that you're not allowed to carry this wood on Yontif, even though on Yontif it's a Dovash Malach, to the heter. So what's the problem? It's a gzeira atu Shabbos. Do we make gzeira Yontif? So the case over here is where somebody had peiros, they were spread out on his roof, it's raining outside, or it's very hot outside, and he's worried that the peiros are going to be ruined. He has a skylight. The question is, could he take the peiros and just drop them into his house through the skylight? Why not? What's the big deal? So we're going to see in the coming perek, because there's a halacha that tircha b'Shabbos is also. You know, I'll be matriach on Shabbos, and you can't be matriach on Yom Tov either. So there's no real malacha. It's all in your house. It's in a Rosh Hashanah. The parents aren't muktzah. So what's the problem? There's a tircha b'Shabbos issue. Because of tircha b'Shabbos, that's it. So the Mishnah says that Meshilim Peres derech haruba b'Yom Tov. If you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is more chamar than Yom Tov. Why don't you make a gzera? So aren't you supposed to make a gzera Yontif Atu Shabbos? So you see, you don't make a gzera. That's the Gemara's kasha. So why are you making a gzera with the wood Yontif Atu Shabbos? You see, you don't make gzeras, but the Gemara says, one second, be like, Gazrina, is that true? You don't make gzeras? But the time we learned to the Mishnah, even Yontif Atu Shabbos, Allah, Eichel Nefesh Bavad. The only difference in Yontif and Shabbos is Eichel Nefesh. What does it sound like? It sounds like everything else they're the same. Why they're the same? Yontif is for sure more cool than Shabbos. Elomai, no. Anything that's also on Shabbos is also on Yontif as well. We do make Zeris. So what we're really left with over here is, I mean, the context is the sugyas of Mukta, but we're left with a shtikla stira. Did we make Zeris Yontif Atu Shabbos? Did we not make Zeris Yontif Atu Shabbos? So the Gemara is going to focus on that stira now. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Lakasha. I don't think these two Mishnayos are our stira. How Rabbi Lezer, Rishon. Maybe one's Rabbi Lezer. The other one is Rabbi Yishua. The time went to the Brisa, and we had this not long ago. Oh, you said that's Menashe, Naflu Labar. So what happened was a person had two animals, they fell into a pit. Now, to remove an animal from a pit on Yontif shouldn't be a problem. Because even though a pit very often was a shosayachid, and if you take something out of a pit on Shabbos, could be you're getting into itzah problems. But on Yontif, itzah is mutter anyways. So, really, it shouldn't be an issue. The reason it is a problem, the reason it's a Mishnah or a Brais, the reason it's a Sugya, Lezer Rav Yeshua, no less, is because it involves tircha, taking an animal out of a pit. Is an afternoon's work. It's not an easy thing to do. So because it involves tircha, so for that reason, it's going to be an issue. So the question is, could I do it or can I not do it? So it depends. If I need it, I could do it. If I don't need it, I can't do it. Oh, on Yontif, I need an animal, so it's going to be mutter. But what happened over here was geschmack. It was a mother and a son. They were going for a spatzir, Yontif afternoon. They fell into a pit. Can I take them both out? So you'll say, well, you can check them. No, you can't check the mother and the son. It's a pasuk in the Torah. We're supposed to have rachmanis on animals. And oisai ve'es b'noi loisai shchatu b'aynecha. It's considered insensitive to kill a mother and a child on the same day. So it's not something that we do. Oisai ve'es b'noi, we don't check on the same day. So it comes out, I can check one of them, I can't check both of them. So how does it play out as it relates to tirch on this? So it was a machloikis, Rebbe Lezim, ma'ilas arishon, amanashah. I can take out the first one. Have in mind that you're going to shecht it. V'shoich te'shecht it. Do whatever you want. But the second one, you're not allowed to take out. You have to leave it there. You want to feed it, but you can't take it out. Rabbi Shua says you could do a wink, wink. You can make a haram. You can take the first one out, have a mind to shecht it, and then say, you know something, you know what? I rethought it. I don't want to shecht this one. Umayrim, and then say, you know what? I want to take the other one. And umayrim says, you take the second one out, and then figure out which one you want to shecht. You can change your mind again. So what do you see from here? It sounds like here, this machlokes could be any one of a lot of things. But the Gemara is suggesting at this point, maybe the machlokes is where we makel tircha beyontif where there's a hefset. And maybe that's the way you reconcile the two Mishnayos. The Mishnah that says that you're allowed to take peiros, derech haruba, throw it through the skylight, even though it involves tircha, we allow you to do it because there's a hefset. Even though sometimes we make gzeiros yontif adu Shabbos, that's where there's no hefset. But over here, there's a hefset. And maybe being that there's a hefset, so we're more makel. And the time of that mission is Rabbi Yeshua that allowed you to take both animals out of the pit. Wink, wink, with the haramah. Why do you allow you to do it? Because of the hefset. The mission that says, ein ben yontif l'shabbos elo eichel nefesh bovad, which sounds like there's no exceptions to the rule. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds we made the gzeir yontif b'shabbos even b'makom hefset. You see, Rabbi Eliezer is not makel tircha b'yontif even b'makom hefset. But the Gemara says, I hear maybe that's what the machloikas is, but it's certainly not muchach. I can tell you, maybe the only reason Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha there is because he felt you weren't going to lose the animal. It wasn't such a real hefset. Because at the end of the day, you can always support it. You can feed the animal, drop some food in. But in the case where your parents are on top of a roof, it's going to get ruined unless you do something. Maybe even there he was makel. Inami, or maybe the only reason Rabbi Shua allowed you with the two animals, he didn't just tell you, yeah, it's a hefkevel, take out both animals. Even Rabbi Yeshua forced you to follow the steps. He forced you to make believe, do a haramah. Haramah, we know what it's not, but it is something at least. But if it's not possible to do a haramah, then maybe it's not okay. Elamar Papa. So again, what we're left with here is Derech Agav, is how do we answer the stira? On the one hand, we goes the Yontav Atu Shabbos. On the other hand, we're not goes the Yontav Atu Shabbos. The Gemara says, Loi Kasha, Habei Shammai, Habei Silva. Could be. One mission is going according to Beis Shammai, the other one's going according to Beis Hillel. Now we learn to the mission. Beis Shammai says, "Im etzina zakot v'saluluvus sefer Torah l'shus ra." This is one of the most famous machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to carry on Yontif. Now you're allowed to carry l'tzorich haichol nefesh, but if it's shaloi l'tzorich haichol nefesh, you can't. So you can't carry a child, you can't carry a lulav, you can't carry a sefer Torah into a rishus rabbi. Beis Hillel natir. Beis Hillel says you can't. Why? It's not l'tzayr chaychol nefesh, because Beis Hillel holds mitoich shehudr malach l'tzayr chaychol nefesh, hudr nami shalai l'tzayr chaychol nefesh. This is Beis Hillel shita. Beis Shammai holds. You don't say mitoich. Bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see that Beis Shammai was machmer on Yontif, whereas Beis Hillel was mekel. Says the Gemara, maybe that's the teretz. Maybe the Mishnah that says ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos elo eichol nefesh, where you see that Yontif and Shabbos are treated as one and the same. It's going according to Beis Shammai, who is machmer on Yontif. He doesn't allow you to carry shloim l'soich eichol nefesh. The Mishnah that says no mashilim peiros derech haruba b'yontif avaloi b'Shabbos, we're more mekel Yontif atu Shabbos. This is going according to Beis Hillel was more mekel when it comes to Yontif than he was when it comes to Shabbos. So let's take this full circle. How did we get into this discussion? The two Mishnayos, we are going to Yontav Atu Shabbos, we're not going to Yontav Atu Shabbos. It was based on a Mishnah Masechtas Beah. We're learning the sugya of Muktza, specifically Davish Malach Teleheter, Davish Malach Telehisser. And the Mishnah said, Ein Soim Chenes Akdeir Bivikas, Vechem Bedemas. The halacha was, you're not allowed to take a piece of wood to support a pot, to support a door on Yontif. It's a Gemara, Yontif? It's a Davish Malach Teleheter, Letzarech Kuv, Letzarech Mekoyme. Everyone agrees that a Davish Malach Teleheter on Yontif is going to be okay. Now, what we just said is, the Teretz is, no, we're going to Yontif Atu Shabbos. Now, who's going to Yontif Atu Shabbos? It's Beis Shammai, based on what the Gemara just said. So really what we're saying is that Mishnah is going according to Beis Shammai. What's the Beis Shammai? Because Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to carry Shaloi L'Tzorich Haichol Nefesh on Yontif. So, Beis Shammai L'Shitasi is also going to hold when it comes to Mukta, we're going to be more Machmer. We're going to say a Davish Malach Teleheter on Yontif, which is a Davish Malach Teleheter on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry because of the Gzeira. So, Freak the Gemara, Eim, the Shammai Le'e Beis Shammai, Hoitza, Tiltom Yishamit Lahu. I don't hear the Tzushtel. Maybe when was Beis Shammai Machmer by Hoitza? One is a real melacha. Hitzah is one of the 39 melachas. So the Ibi Shammai is machmer. He doesn't hold a mitaych, so he holds, you're not allowed to carry. So you're not allowed to carry, even though there's a svar of mitaych. But tiltal, mishametl, what does tiltal have to do with anything? Muktzah is midrabanan. So muktzah is midrabanan. Just because mishametl was machmer by itself, who said it would be machmer by muktzah? And for the Gemara, and this is a very important line. Tiltal gufei lav mishun hoitzahi? What do you mean? Why is tiltal aser? Why did the Chachamim say there's a problem of muktzah? The whole reason the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to carry, the whole reason the Chachamim said there's something called muktzah is because of itzah. So the tushtal's beautiful. We find Beis Shammai was machmer haitzah on Yontif, so it makes sense he would be machmer on muktzah on Yontif. Because the whole yesoid, the basis for the iser muktzah was related to haitzah. I'm reading from the Ritva. Pirish, the chol tiltulim sha'asru chachamim, hainu kidei lasis gedol haitzahs de Shabbos. The whole reason the chachamim said you're not allowed to carry something that's muktzah even in a rishus hayachin is because we're afraid you may carry it into a rishus harabim. So if muktzah and haitzah are related, you see Beis Shammai was machmer by haitzah, it makes sense that it would be machmer by the laws of tiltul as well. Ba'af Rav Savalol Hadar Rav. Zoktamar Rav also holds like Rava. Which Rava? Rava who holds that you're allowed to carry a dova shemalachte le'iser le'tzayr kufa etzayr makami. Rava has two kulos in this world of kelim on Shabbos. Number one, a kelim shemalachte lehet you're allowed to carry even mechamel itself, even though there's no real tzayrich, and a dova shemalachte le'iser you're allowed to carry le'tzayr kufa etzayr makami. So the Gemara says Rav held like Rava. How do you know that? Because Rav said mar a hole. That's one of the tools that he used in a field. Shalo yikane, if you carry it, and the reason you carry it is because you're afraid that it may get stolen, zel tilto shalo yitzarech v'aser. Now, a mar is a kelish shemalach delisser. You use it in the field. So it's a kelish shemalach delisser. When is it a problem? When can't you carry it? When is it called shalo yitzarech? If you carried it, shalo yiganev. Oh, time is shalo yiganev. Only, where there's no tzarech for it. It was only shalo yiganev. That's like mecham alitzel. Avo tzarech kuvo tzarech mekayim emutim. But if there was any tzarech for it, it would be okay. Rav obviously held like Rav. Vedemar eini zedrach. Rav Kana ikvul bei Rav. Rav Kana was once by Rav. Amar, and he said, I see lishusa lekahana lesev ala. He said, go bring a trap. A trap. Rashi says, mitzuda. Something that was used to catch animals. So Rav Kahana should have where to sit. Now, why did Rav have to say, bring the trap so Rav Kahana should have where to sit? Why was it important that he said that he should have where to sit? Bring the trap, because he wants him to bring a trap. Well, Rav Memra, you know what the issue was? Because a trap is a davash malach delisser. It's used for trapping animals. The davash malach delisser. And he was trying to say that it l'tzor kufayin. If you need it, Rav Kahana needs to sit on it. It's mutl. Tzorich mekayim eloi. So you see that Rav holds you only allowed to carry davash malach delisser l'tzor kufayin. You're not allowed to carry l'tzorich mekayim. So you have a steer in Rav. Here, Rav seems to hold like Rava, that you're allowed to carry Dovash Malach Tilsa Letzarech Mekoyme. Here, from the story, from the Maisa Rav, right? From the Maisa Shahaya, it sounds like no. So the Gemara says, Nahachi Amaluhum. Maybe what he meant to say was as follows, or what he said was, maybe we have a wrong nusach of what he said. He said, Shkulu Shusa Mikamekan. He wasn't being Mechabed Rav Kana. Come, sit down. So what's the kibbut? What's the kibbut? Sit on the trap. This is the kibbut? No, it was spunk faket. There was a trap on the floor. He didn't want Rav Kana to sit on the trap. So he said, move it. And faket, that's Rav Lashitasa. You see, Rav holds you allowed to move a trap, a shusa, even though it wasn't Letzarech Kufa. It was Letzarech Mekoyme, literally. Could be the story, but there was where it was Mechamel Letzel. The trap was in the sun. And because the trap was in the sun, Rav was a little bit afraid that if he didn't clarify, bring it so Rav Kahana should have to sit, people may think you're allowed to carry a Dovash Malach Tehle Isser, even Mechamel Etzel. That you're not allowed to. So that's why he clarified. He said, do it so you should have to sit. That was the point. Rav Mari Baruchel, had a pillow. It was out in the sun. It was getting ruined. Also, the Kamei Rav came before Rav. Amalei Malta, tell him I'm allowed to carry it. Amalei Shari, he said, you're allowed to carry it. He says, you're allowed to carry it. A pillow is a dovish malachti leheter. He wanted to take it out of the sun. It was mechamel letzel. This is Rav Shita. Rav holds, you're allowed to carry it. Dovish malachti leheter. Mechamel letzel. So he said, isli achrina. But Amar Baruch told Rav, sometimes you tell the Rav, he gives you a kula, you get a little insecure. He says, no, I have another one. You should know. Yeah. He says, no, tchazul archim, don't worry about it. Maybe you'll have guests. The guests are going to want it. He said, isli nami l'archim. He says, no, I have for the guests also. So Amalesa Rav told him, listen, I'm trying to be mekel. Kol is adaitach tik rabba sphere. Look, you must hold like rabba. You must hold like gabaya. Okay, l'kula al mashari. For everyone, it's mutl. Didach asa. For you, it's asa. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Chiyah Barashi. Amar Rav Machbadei Shamel. So if somebody has a broom that's made of felt, it's made of wool, so the bottom is cloth. Mutl talat on the Shabbos. You let it carry it on Shabbos. Aval shel tomorrow loy. But if the bottom was made of branches of a palm tree, then it's a problem. Meaning, if there's cloth on the bottom, it's a dovish malachti laheter. If there's these palm fronds on the bottom. It's a davar shemalachte le'iser. Rabbi Lazar says, "Afshal tamar, even allowed to carry the one that is that has the tamara that has that that's a palm tree." But my yoskid, even sarachuv sarach mekayim. Are we talking about sarachuv sarach mekayim? Ba'alim rav shal tamara loy. The white rav says shal tamara. It's going to be a problem. We just said rav shita is that a davar shemalachte le'iser le'tzayrach guf le'tzarach mekayim is muti held by grava. For rav karabas virle elam mecham le'tzel. Maybe it was talking about it was mecham le'tzel. Okay, that explains it. So he allowed it if it's a davish malachta leheter. He didn't allow it's a davish malachta lizer. But behold, they made Rabbi Lazar afshal tamar. They had to understand Rabbi Lazar shita. How could Rabbi? Nobody holds all the shitas that we saw. Bayer Rabbi Ra. Nobody holds that a davish malachta leiser is mutta mecham leitzel. The Gemara says mecham leitzel is really mecham leitzel. That explains Rav. I had to understand Rabbi Lazar shita. You don't. Emo, you need to switch Rabbi Lazar shita. Not that Rabbi Lazar is arguing, but rather v'chein amar Rabbi Lazar exhale. So two ha'arois, as it relates to today's daf. We'll have to get back to some of this in the next daf. But just two ha'arois as it relates to the daf. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perik Chav Dalet, Halachos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, discusses the halachos of Muktzah. And Rambam says as follows. Zok the Rambam, Osru chachomim letalto mixas dvarim b'shabbos, kederach shoyis b'chal. Chomim say, you're not allowed to carry anything that you want on Shabbos. We're talking about where there's no problem of rishos harabim, there's no karmelis, it's not dalet amelis, you're not taking rishos l'shus, you're in your kitchen, you're in your living room. Says the Rambam, there's certain things the Chachamim said you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos in the same way you carry during the week. Neiman Ogobis says, why? So the Rambam gives three reasons. L'shoynoi hazav. Amru, number one. Uman is here in Nevi'im v'tziva shlo yehei luchach b'shabbos ki luchach b'chayil. If the Chachamim said, the Nevi'im said, that a person shouldn't walk during the week the way he walks on Shabbos. V'lo yisich Shabbos because a person shouldn't talk on Shabbos the way he talks during the week. Sh'nem v'daber davar. Kal v'choymi shlo yeh tiltu b'shabbos ki tiltu b'chayil. Certainly you shouldn't carry things on Shabbos the way you carry things during the week. Why? What's the kal v'choymer? Because if you're going to be able to carry whatever you want on Shabbos, Shabbos is going to become a weekday. The Rambam says a lot of things here. But says the Rambam, the first reason why the Chachamim imposed the laws of Muktzah is because we know the Nevi'im said, is Kal V'Chomer, says the Rambam. Rambam is making a kal v'chomer and a pasuk in Yeshaya. He says it's a kal v'chomer that this is the way it should be. And then the Rambam explains this whole idea. Why does the weekday have to be so different than Shabbat? Why does Shabbos have to be so different during the week? He says because it's going to violate the spirit of what Shabbos is all about. Because a person can go through Shabbos, not violate any one of the lametes melachos, but he wasn't mekayim de l'man yonuach. At the end of the day, it wasn't really a Shabbos. So the Rambam says that because it's important that we not just focus on keeping Shabbos, but we focus on keeping the spirit of Shabbos. So it's for that reason, you have to make sure that you don't carry things you're not supposed to carry. You have to make sure that the Shabbos is simply different. You walk different, you talk different, you metaltal different. By observing those things, you're going to not only observe Shabbos, but you're going to observe the spirit of the law. It's actually going to feel like Shabbos. The Rambam gives a second reason. What happens if somebody carries a davar shemalachti l'iser? Or if you carry a davar shemalachti l'iser, if you carry a davar shemalachti l'iser, so it's going to come out that you may end up doing malacha with it. So the Rambam says, I'll give you a good reason why you shouldn't carry a davar shemalachti l'iser. The Rambam says, I have a third reason. There's certain people that they don't work the whole week. They never work. And if a person is going to be allowed to do whatever he wants, it's going to come out that this person didn't really rest. He didn't rest a shvisa that's nicker. So Chabon wanted to get person who never works in the field. So by you not being Zireya, is it obvious that you're keeping Shabbos? By you not being Chayrish and Kaitzer, you want bread, you buy it from the grocery store. You don't go and start making Sidur the pass. If you want a suit, you don't start shearing wool off a sheep. You buy a suit. So the point is that by you not doing melacha, it's not always nicker that it's Shabbos. So Chamin wanted to take something that's universal. Everybody does it and no one's going to do it on Shabbos. Everybody talks, so you're not going to talk the way you talk during the week. Everybody walks, you're not going to walk the way way you walk during the week. Everybody carries things. Everyone's metaltal kalim. You're not going to be metaltal kalim on Shabbos the way you're metaltal during the week. What's the point? So like this, you have a universal Shabbos. You have a Shabbos that's shoveh b'cholot. Beautiful. Rabbi gave three reasons for the laws of Muktzah. Number one, there's the spirit of Shabbos. There's an idea that it has to be nicker. Shabbos just has to be different. A person can go and observe all 39 melachos and somehow it's ikar chasa from Shabbos. So Chachamim said, talk differently, walk differently, don't be metaltal kalim. So it's within the spirit of what Laman Yanuach is all about. Number two, Kalim Shemalach Delis, says Rav, that's easy. You may go ahead and do a malacha with it. Don't hold your phone on Shabbos. You may text. That's obvious. And then finally, there's an idea of a Shvisa HaShavol B'chalatam. And being that malachis are not things that everybody does during the week, so by not doing it on Shabbos, it's not necessarily nicker that you're keeping Shabbos. So there's a concept of a Shvisa that's going to be Shavol B'chalatam. Says the Rav, Amar Avraham. The Rambam gave three beautiful reasons to explain the institution of Muktzah. Oh, but Frank, to derive it was Ikachasim and Asefer. The Rambam left out the one reason that was Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Cheshbon with Beis Shammai, if you make Gzer Yontav Atur Shabbos, the Gemara threw in one line, V'tiltul gufei lab mishum haitzahi, and we mentioned the Lashon of the Ritva. Kol tiltulim sha'asru chachamim hainu kidei lasis gedolai tzah Shabbos. You know why the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to carry something that's Muktzah? Because the Chachamim were afraid that if you can carry whatever you want, if it's going to be free in terms of what you can carry, you may start carrying to places that you're not allowed to carry. So this was all a harchaka, it was a gzeri that a person shouldn't carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. It was gzeri shemi yavirenu dalan amiris b'Rishus HaRabim, so to speak. This is all related to the idea of Haitzah. But the bottom line is, says the Rav, I don't understand. The Rambam gave three reasons for the laws of Muktzah, and the Rambam forgot. The Rambam somehow omitted. He left out the one reason that was Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara gave a reason. The Gemara said the reason the Chachamim said Tiltul is a problem, Tiltul is Asur, Mishum Haitzah. So if the reason is Asur, Mishum Haitzah, why did Rambam not bring it? The Rambam gave three reasons, and he left out the one reason that seemed to have been Mefurish in the Gemara. The truth is a very, very strong kash on the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam has a whole arichos. It's 20 lines in the Rambam's Yad Chazak. The Rambam was mekatzer, and here he was meirich, and he goes on again and again, and he left out what's a mafurish gemara. So l'chura, you have to be miyashiv this Rambam. So I was thinking, maybe the pshat as follows. Way back when, earlier in the Masechta, when we were learning Daf Lamed, we mentioned a bamba kasha from the Bala Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Gemara on Daf Lamed discussed the circumstances surrounding the patira of David HaMelech. The Gemara says that David HaMelech had asked Hashem, Hoydieni Hashem kitzi umidas yomai mahi. He asked the Kadosh Baruch, I want you to tell me when I'm going to die. And Hashem told David, I can't tell you when you're going to die, but I'll tell you the day you're going to die. You're going to die on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, David HaMelech, every Shabbos, was careful not to stop learning for one second. What about Suda Shabbos, Einik Shabbos? But he didn't stop learning literally for a second because he knew that was the day he was going to die. That was the day the Malach HaMavis was going to have a koyach over him, and Torah protects. And he wanted the Shmira. The Shmira was going to be Torah. That was going to somehow protect him from the Malach HaMavis. Either way, the Gemara says the Malach HaMavis ended up outsmarting David HaMelech, and David HaMelech passes away on Shabbos, the way Hashem told him he was going to die. And David HaMelech is lying outside in the chatzar, and Shlomo HaMelech comes outside, and he sees his father. He's lying there. He passed away. And Shlomo HaMelech didn't know what to do. He wasn't sure if he's allowed to take David HaMelech's body, bring it inside, or not. Now, this was an example of carrying mechama letzeh. It was very hot outside. And he felt that it was disrespectful for his father, for anybody, but certainly for David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, Adunenu David, to be outside like this. But he didn't know the halacha, Shlomo Melech. Am I allowed to take David inside? Am I allowed to take him? Could I move my father? He didn't know. So the Gemara says, Shalach Chachamim. He asked the Chachamim. He asked them, what's the halacha? What can I do with my father? So he sent back to Shlomo. They told him that you should take a kikar, or you should take a tinoik, put it on top of David, put it on top of your father, v'tiltuloy, and you should carry him. But to pick up your father and carry him, that you're not allowed to do. Why not? Because muktzah, right? It's a muktzah brow. A mace is muktzah. So if it's muktzah, you're not allowed to carry. Freak the balatanya. I don't understand. It sounds like from this Gemara that in the times of David HaMelech, in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there was already muktzah. How's it shown with our Gemara? We just learned the Gemara in today's da. Not an easy Gemara. But the Gemara said, "Bimei Nechemya ben Chachaya Nishus Mishnezu," that the laws of muktzah were instituted in the times of Nechemya. So freak the balatanya. Historically, when were the laws of muktzah instituted? Were they instituted in the times of David and Shlomo, or were they instituted in the times of Nechemya?
ben Chachayu. At first glance, there would seem to be a stira between the two Gemaras. This was the Baal Tanya's kasha. Parenthetically, you know, the Gemara says, "Bimei Nechemya ben Chachayu nishnas mishnazu." The truth is, most takonos chachomims were instituted bimei Nechemya ben Chachayu. Nechemya ben Chachayu was the leader of the Jewish people in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Most the rabbanons were instituted in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. The Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agodis. We don't have time to go through this properly now. But in his Bir Agodos, in the famous Gemara, the Gemara Masechtas Bechoros Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya had an encounter. He had a debate with the Sabi de Beatuna. These were the wise people in Athens. These were Greek philosophers and scholars. And Rabbi Yeshua debated them. He had it out with them. And if you go through the Gemara, at first glance, the things that they were discussing seemed to be very superficial, almost silly. And the Vilna Gaon wrote a pirish on that Gemara, the Sabi de Beatuna, to explain the premise of that Gemara, what's really going on. And in one of his pieces, the Vilna Gaon said like this, just one excerpt, because that's what we have time for. For Amru said the Vilna Gaon, Kishachara Beis HaMikdash, Bishvul Shulei Kaim was a Torah, because you didn't keep the Torah, Amdu, V'godru Al Atzman Kame Gedarim. Chum got up, and they made several Gedarim. So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chachamim felt that we're going to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. What's going to happen? It's going to be destroyed again. So you have to learn from your mistakes. So the Chachamim said, we're going to learn from our mistakes. We should have made certain gedarim. We should have made certain protections to all the malachis on Shabbos. So Chachamim said that we're going to go ahead and we're going to protect the malachis. What are we going to do? They went ahead and they made the Rabbanan. Says the guy, and I quote, V'chol divrei soifrin niskenu oz. All the divrei soifrin were imposed then. There's a new volume. This just came out recently. It's Chedushei Biuri HaGra. It's on Kamagodis, not all the Biurei Agodis, but on Kamagodis, it was put up by Moshe Rav Kook, and over there it says, Ulay Tzarech Loimer Vekama. The gross version is V'chol Divrei Soifrim Niskenu Oz. Ulay Tzarech Loimer Vekama. But either way, the main Nechemya ben Chachayu, which was the beginning of Bayis Sheni, that's when for sure Kama of the Divrei Soifrim were instituted. And it makes sense that that's when the laws of Muktzah would have been instituted as well. But the problem is, Freik the Baal HaTanya coming full circle, how does it stand with this Gemara? Here you have a Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says in the times of David and Shlomo HaMelech, we already had the laws of Muktzah. So it was Muktzah in the times of David and Shlomo, did Muktzah first come about a little bit later? So the Baal HaTanya said, you have to say that it's Chalak. This Gemara that we just learned, we just went through the Gemara now. So what was the Gemara talking about? Kalim. The Gemara was talking about utensils. Avada said to Baal HaTanya there was Muktzah before the times of Nechemya ben Chachalia. But that then Muktzah didn't relate to Kalim. There was something Muktzah, which is where you have something that has no use at all. It's not a functional thing, like a mace. What do you do with a mace? You have a stone that has nothing to do with. So something like that, it's Muktzah Machmas Gufoy. That law of Muktzah, that related even back then. The Chiddush of Nechemya ben Chachalia was that you have the laws of Muktzah even as it relates to Caleb. So they're both true. There was Muktzah back in the day. What Nechemya ben Chachalia did was not create. He wasn't Mechadesh, the institution of Muktzah. What he did was he expanded on it. He came and he saw that the laws of Shabbos weren't being taken properly. So he said, this age-old halacha of Muktzah that we have, that dates back to Shabbos Daf Lamed, it dates back to the times of David and Shlomo, so those laws of Muktzah are something they're going to have to be expanded on. Those laws of Muktzah are something they're going to have to be expanded on. Why did Nechemya feel that the right thing to do was Muktzah? I mean, Nechemya comes and he sees that the Yidden are being Mechal Shabbos, so we have to make takonas. Okay, what's the takona going to be? Expand on the laws of Muktzah. The Rishonim say, the reason is because the Pasuk describes what Nechemya saw. Nechemya ben Chachayah arrives and he sees that the Yidden aren't keeping Shabbos. And the Pasuk says specifically, what did he see? They were working in the wine presses on Shabbos. They were carrying. And because they were carrying, Nechemya had no choice. He said, I have to make some sort of harchaka. I need to protect the laws of Hitzah. And what he did was, he created, and he said that you're not going to be allowed to carry Kalim on Shabbos. So it could be, to answer the Ravitz Kasha on the Rambam, this Gemara, Duf Kuf Chavdal on Amadeus, V'tiltul Gufei Lav Mishum Hitzahi, this is the Gemara that's in the context of carrying Kalim. We're learning the sugi of Kalish Malachdi Lahetter, Kalish Malachdi Lisser. We're dealing with the Muktzah that traces itself back to Nechemya ben Chachalia. You want to know why Nechemya ben Chachalia went and he felt that we have to broaden the scope of the laws of Muktzah? It's because the Pasuk says, the Rishonim say this, not my Chiddush, Umevim Aremois, they were carrying. And because they were carrying, so L'tzorech Chaitzah, they said, we have to make sure that Tiltel is going to be Aser. This Gemara, this one line, v'tiltul gufei la mishum aitzai, the Rambam knew. But the Rambam understood that this was just the explanation for why Nehemiah broadened the scope of Muktzah. Originally, he went and he said it relates to all Kalim, and then with the Meshach HaTaim, he tiru v'chazri v'tiru v'chazri v'tiru v'chamru, he went ahead and he relaxed it. But the point is, this is explaining not the original reason why the Chachamim said there's a problem of Muktzah, but this was just the hezber in why it was expanded. This was a Hezber in Nehemiah. The Rambam knew that the laws of Muktzah predated Nehemiah, the Balatanya's Kasha. So the Rambam said, what was the pshat in the original Takana Muktzah? That had nothing to do with Haitzah. The Yidden weren't Michal Shabbos then. What does it have to do with Haitzah? Yeah, in the times of Nehemiah, they saw Haitzah, the Pazim, Mavina, saw Aremos, and Nehemiah had no choice. So Tiltol, Kufay, Mishum Haitzah, so Mishum Haitzah, he went ahead and he broadened the laws of Muktzah. The Rambam knew this Gemara, but the Rambam wasn't coming to explain Nehemiah. He wasn't taking a piece of history and explaining what happened. You know what went on in the beginning of Bayesheni? We just spoke out from the Vulna Gai. Well, there were so many things. Nehemiah, this is not the only Bimei Nehemiah ben Chachal Yonish's Mishnah Zu. Yeah, this gets a lot of ear time. It's an important halach. It's halach lemaisa. The Gemara says it rather dramatically, but Bimei Nehemiah ben Chachal Yonish. But the Vulna Gai already told us, Kol or Ulai Tzarech Leim of a Kama Midibre Soy from Niskinu was. There were so many halachs. Rambam's not coming to explain every Takanas Chacham. The Rambam saying that as it relates to Muktzah, the original institution, what's this all about? This predates Nehemiah. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says this goes all the way back to the times of Yeshaya Navi. It's related to Mimtzoy Cheftzach of Edab Edavar. And if you're not let us speak on Shabbos the way you speak during the week, you're not let to walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the week, then so too you can't be metaltal on Shabbos the way you talk during the week. This relates to understanding the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos isn't just about not doing 39 malachas. Shabbos is about praving the Shabbos. And if you're going to be able to be metaltal Muktzah, it's going to be Ikka Chasa from the Shabbos. There's an idea of a Shabbos Klal Yisrael comes together. It becomes a melech when it comes Shabbos. And it has to be a shvisa that shavel chaladam. Every year is on the same page when it comes Shabbos Kodesh. For 6 days, everybody's doing something else. But on Shabbos, we're all the same. We all rest. And there has to be a shvisa shavel chaladam. This predated Nehemiah ben Chacha. It has nothing to do with the issues that Nehemiah saw in the beginning of Ayashani. This goes way back to the times of David Shlomo. Could be that's the Teretz. The Rambam says the original institution of Muktzah, that's related to reason number one, reason number two, reason of faith, the Ravid, Amar Avram, you forgot the main reason. No, I'm going to forget the main reason. That reason that the Gemara said, that was referring to Nehemiah, who went ahead and he had to make a new takana. So you're right, he broadened the scope of what that's nothing to do with the original institution of Muktzah. In fact, that was relaxed, Pemeshach HaDoiris. That wasn't even something that stuck necessarily. Part of it stuck, but most of it didn't. But either way, that wasn't the kivun of the Rambam. Rambam wasn't coming to explain Nehemiah. The Rambam was coming to explain the Iker Halacha of Muktzah, and Iker Halacha of Muktzah is related to the three reasons that the Rambam gave.